The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I'd like to read a scripture to you today. It's a very familiar passage of scripture to me, and possibly to many people who are familiar with the Bible. For other people, not so much. And for some people who think they're familiar with the Bible, maybe not so much. What I want to read is from Ephesians chapter 2, and I want to read verses 8 through 10. Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 8, 4, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I love this scripture. Sure, that's a personal opinion, but I got one. This scripture, to me, describes the salvation of my soul through my Lord Jesus Christ. This scripture describes the salvation of everyone who is in Christ. Now, there are others who really seem to want this scripture to disappear. I've heard it called, that's that old Baptist scripture. Well, this pleases and confuses me at the same time. We at the Sovereign Grace Chapel are Baptist in origin. However, we take no man's words for the authority above what the scripture says. We not only believe in the inerrancy, I can't say it, there's no error in the scriptures. The inerrancy of the scriptures, we also believe in the total error of man's thoughts, man's desires, and man's will. The Bible is correct, even if we don't understand it. And this scripture is quite clear in describing the salvation. It is speaking of the salvation of believers. For by grace are ye what? Saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, the gift of God. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I attempt to preach in a manner that is called by some biblical exposition. Basically, what that means is I try to follow along with the words of the scripture and expound upon the meaning. I am not doing my best not to add to the scriptures, but I'm also doing my best not to take away or ignore the scripture. This is the way I work. This is what works for me. And there's a message here, a message of grace, a message of salvation. The message from the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles at Ephesus, to the saints. This is not, as it's called, deep theology. He wrote this letter to the everyday people who believed God. This is not written to scholars. It's not written to theologians. It's written to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Every believer needs to know this scripture, because with this, Paul is reaching a description, a conclusion for everything that he has written before. It starts, verse 8, with that little conjunction there, the word for. And that means everything he wrote before this has led up to this. He speaks of being chosen before the foundation of the world. He speaks of grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of what? His grace. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Everything, all of the glory, all of everything that Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit have done on purpose and by grace to us. By grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. The word here, that conclusion being drawn, this is a reference, like what I said, what Paul has written before. And here comes the next two words, by grace. Two very powerful words, by grace. Grace is listed here, it's described here as a source. It is by grace. And specifically, that is the grace of God. Now, you've heard possibly grace defined, and it's true, as the unmerited, undeserved, unlooked for, unasked for favor of God. We have been given this grace. We were not looking for this grace. We did not earn this grace. How do you say that? Well, the best definition of grace in the scripture, I believe, is given to us by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 11 and verse 6. It reads, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works." That's pretty simple, isn't it? Otherwise, grace is no more grace, just in case you didn't get it. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What the Apostle Paul is saying here, now this is speaking of the election of grace, the choosing of God, which is of grace. However, Paul plainly states that grace and works, the works of man, do not mix. If it's by grace, it can't be works. And if it's works, it can't be grace. If there's something you have to do for this salvation, it's not grace. And if it is grace, there are no works for you to do. The next three words, are ye saved? By grace are ye saved. Paul lets us know emphatically that he is writing of the salvation of God, which is in Christ Jesus, spoken of clearly in the first chapter of this book. The saving God, the saving of God, of his people, is by grace. Now, the word saved here, this does happen to the child of God. This does happen to those who were chosen from before the foundation of the world. This does happen. But that word saved is a verb, but it is what is known as a passive verb. You are saved by grace passively. What does that mean? Guess what? It's not of works. It's of nothing you do that causes God to save you. It is by grace totally. You are passive in this salvation. You are saved by grace. What does that mean? It means you don't save yourself. The salvation of God is acted upon a man. It is acted in a man. It is not, and I repeat, not an act of man. And then he gives us a further description, through faith. Now, I want to point out here, first of all, that this word is a noun and not a verb. You are not saved through believing. Did you hear me? You are not saved through believing, although we believe. Even though we believe. There are a great many people who seem to believe, and I've heard them sort of teach it this way, that it's by faith ye are saved through grace. They have the cart before the horse. Paul is very clear here. Paul is extremely clear here. It is by grace ye are saved through faith. This faith is a noun. This faith is the gift of God. That's what the next part of the verse says. This faith, the faith of God's elect, the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of God's only Son, the faith of God. He is the author and the finisher of the faith. That's a noun, not a verb. We do things because of this faith which has been given to us. We believe. But our believing does not cause God to save us. I know that's what's taught. I know that's what happens at every altar call. You take the first step and God will meet you there. You pray the sinner's prayer and God will answer it. If you can take the first step, you don't need anything else. Because the first step is to come out of the grave. The first step is life from death. Life from the dead. I've heard many stories and there are many things. But this is quite clear from the Apostle Paul. We are saved by grace, which means it is absolutely not of any of our works. And by grace are ye saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. Now, that not of yourselves. This is the connecting words here, the connecting phrase. Both sides of this phrase are together. This is what connects it. There's a great discussion about which word that this phrase, that not of yourselves, refers to. Does it refer to grace or does it refer to faith? Well, Paul is plainly clear, like I read about in Romans 11, grace is not of works. So we already know it's not that. Grace is not of works. But grace is not of yourself either. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is Christ's creation. He is the author, the finisher of our faith. That's not of yourselves. So what's the answer? You want to know the truth? It's both. Grace and faith are not of you. Do you understand that? Can you see what that is saying here? By grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves. Either one, neither of them is of yourself. Now I know, and I've heard preachers say that every man has faith. And it does say in one place in the scriptures that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Well, if you look at the context of that verse, it means all kinds, not every man. Because you can find this in 2 Thessalonians 3 in verse 2, Paul stating clearly, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For, why are we bothered by unreasonable and wicked men? For all men have not faith. That's what the Apostle Paul says. That's why these Christians, these believers were persecuted. Why? They were surrounded by, bothered by unreasonable and wicked men. And how did Paul complete that description of unreasonable and wicked men? All men have not faith. The reason for the persecution of believers is told us here by the Apostle Paul. All men don't have faith. There's not a little spark that needs to be fanned and blown into a big flame. I've heard that illustration also. Now, what about these preachers who say this sort of thing? Well, it's either one or two things. They're either wrong or they're lying. Because some of them actually, I believe, know they're telling a falsehood. I know that's a strong accusation to make on the radio, but that's the way things are. People lie about God every day. Preachers lie every Sunday and Wednesday and Sunday night. I can't stop that. They will not have Christ to reign over them. They will not have his word to be preached in truth. What is not of yourselves? Faith and grace. Neither of them is of yourselves. Both are unnatural to the natural man. Both come from outside the man. And where do they come from? The next phrase. It is the gift of God. The gift of God. Does that mean that God gives salvation? Well, that's exactly what the Apostle Paul wrote. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. What's the gift of God? Grace and faith. Grace and faith are the gift of God. Faith is the gift of God. What does that mean? That means God gives faith. Grace is the gift of God. What does that mean? It's the gift of God. It comes from the outside into the man that the Lord has chosen to save. Salvation is of the Lord. No questions asked. Any other thing told, any other thing preached, any other thing said is a lie. Salvation is of the Lord. That's the truth of the Scriptures. Old Testament, New Testament, all the Scriptures. There is no Scripture you will find where the credit, if you want, is given to anything a man does for the salvation of his soul. There are things we do. There are things we will do. That's the next part of the next verse. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It tells you it's not of works. Paul wanted to reiterate that. It's not of works. It's the gift of God. It can't be of works. It's of grace. There's no way it's works. You cannot earn your salvation. There's no way. You cannot pray your salvation in. If you desire to know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you desire to be lifted, to be carried, to be relieved of the burden of your sins, that's a gift of God, that you actually know your sins. Paul, the man who wrote this, was an apostle. But before he was an apostle, he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was a Pharisee. He was, according to the law, blameless. Now notice he very clearly says he's blameless, not sinless, because he's telling the truth. You couldn't point your finger at Paul and say, you don't follow this part of the law. No one could blame him. But it came to a point when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Paul also said that. I had not known sin until I understood, until I comprehended, thou shalt not covet. That's the one that got to the Apostle Paul. He had learned these as a young man. He had learned all the commandments. But suddenly, as a grown man, he finally sees thou shalt not covet, and he comes to understand that that's an interior thing. That's a thing in the mind. This man came to know the condemnation that is upon all men in that we cannot keep the law. The law was given because of the offense. The law was given to show us that we are guilty. And if you know you are guilty, that's a gift of God. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Where is boasting? It's excluded. That's Romans 3 and verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what? Law. Of works? Nay. But by the law of faith. Boasting is excluded because of the law of faith. Boasting is excluded because there's no room for you to boast. If you are saved, it is by grace, through faith, and that not of yourselves. What have you got to boast in? What do you have that you did not receive? What, receive? Yeah, like a gift of God. The law of faith is that it is by grace and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. Who? The saints and the faithful in Christ Jesus. We believers, those who know Christ and the Father and the Spirit, know him for a reason. He gave it to us. And we are his work, his workmanship. That's what it means, his creation. The word literally translates as a product, a thing that is made. That's what we are as believers. That's what it is to be by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It means we are created in Christ Jesus. We are his by creation and by proprietorship. That's also implied. He created us and he owns us. That's how we're made. We are a creation of God. It is a miracle of grace to give life. He says it at the beginning of this chapter. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He says it. Verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. That's Ephesians 2 and 5. The first thing that has to happen is life to the dead in trespasses and in sins. That's by grace are ye saved. A dead man can do nothing, but all things are possible by our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Father, and by the Holy Spirit. We are created in Christ Jesus, a new creation. Now note very carefully, he does not say that we create ourselves. The verb means, like I said, manufactured through the idea of proprietorship. God owns us through the creation in Christ Jesus. Unto good works. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What, you mean you people believe in good works? Certainly we do. We don't believe, neither will we preach, in any works for salvation. It's not going to happen. Salvation is the gift of God. It's by grace and it's through faith, and that in and of yourself. It's the gift of God. But we do believe in many works after salvation, because of salvation, because of his work. He has created us unto good works and has ordained that we should walk in them. Believers will walk in good works. God's ordained it. It's happened, it's happening, and it shall continue to happen. Why? Because he's ordained it. He's purposed it. He has before ordained that we should walk in them. He's going to give to us both the will and to do of his good pleasure. Wow. It sounds like all of salvation is of God. That's the point. That's the point. This describes the beginning of our being brought into Christ. The election is told of in chapter 1. This is where we are brought in. He speaks of it at the beginning of chapter 2 in verse 5. Quickening, made alive, even when we were dead. He hath quickened us together with Christ. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. For by grace are ye saved. Why? That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. This is how God works in his people. In his people. And I'm going to tell you something. Pay very close attention if you can. I hope I haven't lost you by now. But I want to state this very plainly. If you get this part wrong, everything else is going to be wrong after it. Because if you don't have the right beginning, the right foundation of how God saves his people, anything you add on to it is going to be an error. The lack of understanding of this verse, this scripture, has led to all manner of error, heresy, and even blasphemy. The truth of God was written here to the believers, to you if you believe him. The saving of the child of God is of God, by grace, through faith. What's that mean? It's all the work of God. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.